Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh talking with Iowa DNR law enforcement officer Jeremy King about the shotgun and muzzleloader deer hunting seasons. This is part one of a two-part interview. How has the deer population been looking for Southwest Iowa?
The deer population currently for this year seems to be trending about the same as it was last year. There's years that we've had higher deer numbers and lower deer numbers, but people who are going out in the field can probably expect to see about the same amount of deer as they did last year during that hunting season as well.
And where would you say are the best spots to hunt in Guthrie County?
Well, I tell you, Guthrie County is blessed with a lot of good public areas as far as public hunting goes. And really, deer, we have deer from one end of the county to the other. We have a very large public complex that basically starts around Panora and runs all the way down to Redfield along the Raccoon River. All those areas that have access, those are all terrific areas. They're rugged areas with a lot of trees and hills. Guthrie County has, the County Conservation Board has public areas around the Monteith area, and that area is also a very good spot for deer hunting. And then one of our larger areas that a lot gets a lot of attention, but there's a lot of deer, is in the northwest corner of Guthrie County, and that is Elk Grove public hunting area. And it's about 1,600 acres of nothing but mature oaks and walnuts and hickories in a beautiful, beautiful large block of timber. So we have a lot of good private ground, luckily, through the DNR and the County Conservation Board. But I would also encourage people to knock on doors and talk to landowners and try to get permission that way. A lot of landowners are more than happy to allow hunters to remove a few does, or if a trophy walks by, they're okay with that as long as you're killing some does in addition, and to help try to control the herd a little bit on their properties.
And looking at the forecast for this weekend, it looks like we could be getting some snow. Do you think that could help the start of the shotgun season?
You know, it's a double-edged sword there. A little snow sure does help. But if it's snowing during the seasons, it also reduces visibility for hunters in the field. And then people are going to have to be a lot more careful with, because they can't see as far with their hunting activities, so they aren't shooting in the direction of other hunters that they know they're there or maybe that aren't there. But if they hit a deer, having snow on the ground sure does help allow them to recover that deer, tracking it, blood trailing it, looking for it. It also helps the hunters to spot deer a lot easier with a blanket of snow on the ground. So it is nice, but it's also a demon in another way too. So people just have to be safe and keep safety, you know, in the forefront of their head and think about that all the time.
And are there any new DNR regulations this year that hunters should be aware of for the deer seasons?
You know, there's not a whole lot of new ones this year, and typically they get tweaked or changed a little bit. One of them is, prior to, we used to list the calibers for rifles that were allowed during the shotgun season, where you can use straight wall rifled ammunition. And now we've just basically gone to, if it meets the restrictions that are in the books for regulations as far as the casing length and the diameter of the bullets, as long as it meets that, it's good. The other thing that's changed is youth season tags. If a kid got a youth tag and was unsuccessful at filling that tag, then that tag is now valid all year long for all the deer seasons. They just have to use a legal weapon in the season that they're hunting. Where previously, a youth tag was only good for youth season, and then it was good for early muzzleloader and one of the two shotgun seasons and late muzzleloader. So they had to sit out one of the other shotgun seasons, and they couldn't hunt archery with that youth tag. Now it's wide open. They can hunt any season as long as they're using the weapon that is in season.
What are hunters required to have for deer hunting?
Yeah, that's a good question. A lot of times people miss a few things. So first and foremost, the most basic thing is you have to have a hunting license with a habitat fee attached to that or paid with that. And I would encourage every hunter to look at their license, because if they go to Walmart or Shields or wherever it is to buy it, or a gas station, they might not get both of those, a hunting and habitat, attached to their license when they buy a deer tag. And a deer tag is required also for the season you're hunting. But the hunting and habitat, sometimes it gets overlooked, and maybe the clerk who is selling them the deer tag or the hunting license doesn't add in all the licenses. And every year, a couple times a year, people tell me, like, well, how can I buy a license and not get this part of it? And there are reasons why, if you're hunting your own property, if you're over a certain age, if you're under a certain age, it is ultimately the hunter's responsibility to make sure they got all the proper licenses being sold to them. So when you get that license, look at it, double check it. If you're sitting at home and you hear this conversation we're having on the radio, pull out your license and look at it, make sure you have that in both parts of it, the hunting and the habitat. So you're going to need that, and then you'll need a deer tag. And a deer tag will be two parts. It'll be a harvest part and a registration part on that deer tag. And when you shoot a deer, that tag, the harvest part, will you have to notch the month and date at the bottom of that tag. And if it's a buck, the tag has to be placed on the antlers. And if it's a doe, it has to be placed on the foot. And the way the law reads is that has to be done within 15 minutes of the time you find it, before it's moved, or whichever occurs first. So, people, a lot of times I'll pull up to a truck and they'll be done hunting a field, and I'll have six or seven deer in the back of the truck, and all of them are gutted and they're pulling out on the road, or they are on the road and there isn't a tag on a single deer. And then we have some problems, and I know most people are just going to meet up with the rest of their party to get those tags and put them on it, but those deer can't do that, because all I know is that those deer are going back to a shed and you guys are going to go out and shoot a whole bunch more deer. So I urge everybody, claim that deer, put that tag on it, leave it in the field until that tag gets put on it, and then go ahead and load it up and get those deer out of there. And the last part with that then is, after you tag your deer, you're going to need to register it. And this helps us with our population that we talked about earlier, so we know what our population's doing. So when, by law, it's required that when you shoot a deer, that you have to register it as a kill by midnight of the day following. So if we were hunting today, we're lucky enough to harvest a deer, I got till midnight tomorrow to get that deer registered. And you can do that via telephone number that's on your hunting license, or you can do that via the internet and hop on, register it. It'll give you a 9-digit confirmation number. You put that on the tag. On the second part of that tag is, the other part's already on the deer. The second part of that tag, you write that on there and put that on your deer as well. So there's a few things there, but it's pretty important for hunters to do that sort of thing. It's definitely very important to register those deer, because we need to see how many deer are dying in each county, what kind of deer are dying, if they're button bucks, if they're bucks, if they're does. And we use that as part of the formula to see what our deer population and trend is doing, along with other parts. But that is one vitally important part.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Iowa DNR Law Enforcement Officer Jeremy King about the shotgun and muzzleloader deer hunting seasons. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.